AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today represents a key test to Joe Biden's presidency. Republicans are confident going into today's midterms that they can win majorities in Congress. The evenly split Senate is up for grabs. The AP's Sagar Magani reports a key race could be in President Biden's native state, Pennsylvania.
Control of the Senate could come down to Pennsylvania.
Franklin and Marshall College's Burwood Yost says with Republican Pat Toomey retiring, Democrats are eyeing to flip the seat and banking on Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman beating Mehmet Oz, the celebrity doctor whom Fetterman has labeled an out-of-touch outsider.
Oz might be a joke, but I don't believe any one of us finds it very funny.
It's been a brutal and expensive race.
Pennsylvania deserves better than Fetterman.
The president has made several trips there to boost the Democrat in hopes of keeping the Senate majority. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Voters in Philadelphia who had missing or incorrect dates on their mail-in ballots are being allowed to file replacement ballots at City Hall or vote provisionally at their regular precincts. The search is on in Jackson, Mississippi for a serial arsonist. At least seven fires were set, two at churches, one burnt to the ground. No injuries reported in Jackson, Mississippi. Tropical storm Nicole is forecast to strengthen into a hurricane as it churns toward the Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coast. Jack Bevin is at the National Hurricane Center.
If Nicole follows the forecast track, the worst of the storm will pass to the north and east of the Fort Myers area where Ian made landfall, so they will be spared the worst of this, although there will be some impact. The Orlando area that received so much rain from Ian will have the possibility of getting more rain.
Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California, is where someone bought a Powerball lottery ticket worth a record $2 billion plus. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky signaled a possibility of talks with Russia.
On the eve of crucial U.S. elections, Ukraine's president has hinted at the possibility of peace talks, a shift from his earlier refusal to negotiate with President Vladimir Putin. Late on Monday, Zelensky urged the international community to force Russia into real peace talks and listed his usual conditions for dialogue: the return of all Ukraine's occupied lands, compensation for damage caused by the war, and the prosecution of war crimes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Her lawyer says a white University of Kentucky student accused of physically assaulting a black student worker while repeatedly using racial slurs will withdraw from the school. The attorney says Sophia Rosing, who was a senior set to graduate in May, will seek help for the issues she has. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.